to the top of the fifth we go. 5-0 lead here for the Rockets. And the first pitch down low. Call strike one. Well, there are no five-run hits. So you just got to eat it like I do a cake, one bite at a time. And that's a good way to get the cake started. And that is a single there for the Lady D's. Riley Leshen with the single. Taylor Woofer will come in and run. Taylor Woofer, an outstanding athlete. Young player, so smart, very fast. Great job out there by Riley Leshen. Leadoff single. That's like I said earlier. That is a definite advantage to the offense. Now be a needs a little help here. One piece at a time. Here comes the first offering. Foul ball off the inside ankle of Abigail Martin. What a big inning that was bottom half of the fourth here for the Rockets. Got four runs across, and they got a 5-0 lead here. 0-1 offering. This one hangs outside. Ball one. 1-1 count. Riley German, the catcher, chased back Taylor Woofer. Woofer wanted to go. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball to the left of the shortstop. Falls down. Did a great job of going and getting that softball. But slid in the dirt to make the play, but could not come up as he fell to the backside. And I'm not the official scorer, but I give that an infield hit. Now that puts pressure on this Rocket defense. Runners at first and second. Samantha Grinstead at the plate. Here's a pitch upstairs and outside. That's ball one. Folks, this is exactly what you'd expect. Both these teams are going to fight to the very end. And I'll be trailing 5-0, looking to find a way to get back in this. 2-0 count here. Runners at first and second. A leadoff single by Riley Leshen. Abigail Martin with a single, infield single, a short. And now Grinstead looks at 2-0. This one, a fastball right on the inside corner, strike one. 2-1 count here. Here comes the pitch to Grinstead. Change up. Grinstead gave chase. Now finds herself with the count knotted up at 2-2. Putting the ball in play. So very, very important. That's what Grinstead's trying to do here. Here's a pitch, ground ball, hit wide or short. She'll pick it up, go to third, and get the force out at third base. And the ball sharply hit. Shortstop did a good job coming over and heads up, knew where the ball had to go. And that could be a lot of stress. Let me tell you, when you see that ball coming to you, you know you got to get it, and you got to get it out of your glove quickly. Good defensive play there for the Rockets. Runners at first and second, one away here. Aaron Heaton comes to the plate. We're going to have a change in the batting lineup. So I'll have to get the apologize. We're going to have a substitution come in for the Lady D's. Here's a pitch that's called strike on the outside corner. One count, one out, runners at first and second. Here's a foul ball that will go out of play. Olivia Tino standing in, the freshman. Tino, powerful bat. Good eye-hand coordination, looks to put the ball in play here. 0-2 count. Pitch upstairs, does a good job of holding off. Boy, I'll tell you what, when you come off the bench and you're just standing in for the first time facing a pitcher like Richmond, and you're down 0-2 in the count, that is one tough pitch to lay off, but that's what she does. 1-2 count here. 1-0, runners at first and second. Rockets out in front, 5-0. Foul ball right back to the fence, and if my buddy Dan Stockton was here, he probably could have reached him and grabbed that one. Good job of staying alive here by Tino. Freshman Olivia Tino stands in, right-handed, compact batter. Looks at the pitch outside. Held off. Change up that hung outside, didn't give chase. Again, that's a really disciplined at bat. Runners, first, second. Albie trails by 5. 1-0, top of the 5th. Here comes the pitch from Richmond. Change up, fouled up. The catcher goes, gives chase, and comes up with a grab. Nobody's at third, and so heads up base running by the Lady D's to advance to the third base. Abigail Martin doing a good job of recognizing the base came open. A really fine play by the catcher, Riley German, to make the catch. The ball was popped straight up. And as crazy as that seems, when it sounds like it's right over the top, it might be an easier catch. It's much easier to give chase to a foul ball behind you or down the side than it is to have it right on top of you. Did a good job coming up as a catcher and making that play. Here's a changeup. Hannah Isley stands in. She's 1-for-2 tonight, a double. Powerful bat, looking to help her teammates out here. Fastball or a changeup again upstairs. Isley, the decorated senior all-around great athlete. Albia can use a little help right here. Change up again upstairs, ball 2. And I believe here's a situation where with Baird on the on-deck circle for the Lady D's, runners at first and second, Richmond's going to probably not back away here. 2-1 pitch, fastball down low, stays low, that's ball 3. Now the decision, here's a hitter's pitch. Here is a hitter's pitch. Now does Richmond give in and bring the fastball, or does she make Isley chase it? We'll find out here. 3-1 offering on its way. Spins around. A ground ball right up the middle. That's going to score a run for the Lady D's into center field. Center fielder gets it in a hurry, but Isley comes through on the RBI single. One piece at a time. That's how you eat that cake, and Lady D's trying to work their way back in here. Runners at first and second. Alex Baird will come in. Baird with a single in the first inning. Grounded out in the third, now with a chance to help her teammates out once again. 5-1 lead now for the Rockets. Baird looks at a fastball in that outside corner as Richmond paints it right down the line. 0-1 count here. Isley with the RBI single. Grinstead down at second base. Here's a grounder down the third baseline, rolling foul. Achenbach gives chase. Needs to work on keeping his head down. You do not want to pull your head up, Coach. Fundamentals here. Couldn't come up with it. Got a little assist from the third baseman. They'll get the ball back to Richmond to come to Beer. 0-2 count here. 2-0. Runners at first and second. A fastball hitting a deep center field. That's a well-hit ball back towards the fence. Sarnoff say goodbye. That one on its way to Albia as Alex Beer clears the 210 mark in dead center field. And that'll be a 3-run home run for the Lady D's. And just like that, we got a ball game. Alex Baird found herself down 0-2, folks, and took that ball over the center field wall. That is some timely, timely hitting. How about that? That's what you expected to see on this softball Wednesday night. Two of the best teams in the entire state of Iowa on the same diamond. And the first game of conference softball, you knew you were going to get a dandy, folks. And Alex Baird just made this a ball game with a 3-run home run, dead center field. And that'll bring up Jenna Lawrence. Here comes the offering to Lawrence down low. Ball 1. Well, one thing you're not going to get is a rattled Richmond. She's mature, senior. She's been in lots of difficult spots. Here's a ground ball right back to Richmond. She'll go over to first for the final out of the inning. But, folks, the Lady D's answer the big fourth inning for the Rockets with four runs of their own in the top half of this fifth inning. And when we head to the bottom half of the fifth, we're going to have a 5-4 ball game. Rockets with the lead. When we come back, you're listening to Lady D Softball.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
The very proud dad of Alex Beard, Coach Mike Beard, swinging by the modified press box here. I want to thank Kurt Johnson. What a first class. I'll tell you, folks, I get to deal with a lot of ADs and a lot of people. You will find no one any more dedicated to his school, his programs, and no better host than Kurt Johnson down here in Eddyville Lakes for Fremont. I called him up on my way down here. He got me all set up, got the table out, extension cords out. Just let me down. I just expected my Diet Pepsi sitting there. So, Coach, outside of that, you did a pretty good job. All due seriousness, really appreciate the hospitality here. As always, when we come down here, Rockets first class in being host. And we're getting a first class ball game here. Lexi Taylor at the plate here. Lawrence, find yourself down the count 2-0. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. And if you're just joining us, a big fourth inning for the Rockets. They scored their first run in the third inning, got the 1-0 lead, and in the bottom half of the fourth inning, four runs for the Rockets. And here's a ground ball to second base. Isley cannot come up with it. And that will be a leadoff hit for Taylor. Error on Isley. Don't see that very often. But you put the ball in play. You give yourself a chance. Give the Rockets kudos for that. But getting back to that fourth inning, the Rockets in the fourth inning got four runs to stretch out their lead. Here's a runner going down the second. Throw down the second. Boy, that thing is on time and on the money, and that is an out. Holy cow, that is a second throw out there. Oh, by Alex Beard. I mean, folks, that thing was on a line, a dart. And she came up out of her stance in a hurry, and Lexi Taylor was down that line in a hurry. That was a very close call. But an out here, and that was a huge put out. Out number one. Darian Johnson will come in, the second baseman. She's got a couple of hits on the night. She's 2-for-2 and scored a run. Fastball inside, ball two. 2-1 count here. But a big fourth inning by the Rockets. Put out, be down 5-0, and as we went to the top of that fifth inning, Alex Beard, in one swing of the bat, has made this a one-run ball game. A three-run home run over dead center field. And to be quite frank about it, that thing was gone from the moment it hit the bat. Little mystery where that was going to end up. Here's a ball four, pitch that stays upstairs and outside, a walk by Johnson. And the Rockets have really done a good job of getting runners on base. Walks, some errors by the Lady D's, base on, and of course hitting the ball. And that just puts stress on a defense. 5-4 ball game, bottom of the fifth inning. Two teams that ended their seasons and the championship games of their respective class. What a night that was. about 10 months ago, listening to Pat Powers, the voice of the Rockets, broadcast that amazing game, and the weather that went on that night and day. It was unbelievable. Late night for Lady D's. But what a fun run of softball both these communities saw a year ago, and the promise is right here for another great season. Here's a foul ball hit up and out of play. 0-2 count here. One away, runner at first. 5-4 ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the host tonight. And the Rockets with a one-run lead. Lawrence, a changeup in the dirt, picked up by Baird. Baird with a couple of throwouts. Big one in that bottom half of the fourth inning. Her put-out throw on the delayed steal was huge. Then here, this leadoff runner reaching on the air and then thrown out, trying to steal second. Has a big play by the catcher, Barrett. 1-2 count here. Here comes the pitch. And this one stays upstairs, ball two. Roberts at the plate here for the Rockets. Faith Roberts scored in the fourth inning. Got on base with an error. And looks at ball three outside. Lawrence really trying to bait her into chasing that thing. Good discipline here at the plate by the third baseman for the Rockets. Faith Roberts looks back and waits for her full count delivery. Here's a ground ball, slow roller to third. Picked up by the third baseman. Long throw to first and gets the out. That will advance the runner to second, but a 5-3 put out. Third baseman to third baseman for the second out of the inning. 5-3 goes Roberts. Great play there by Riley Leshin. Came in, grabbed that ball, and folks, it is a tight window that you got to thread the needle in and in this game of softball. There is no time for errors. And baseball, that extra 30 feet that you have to run, you can bobble the ball for a moment. Not here in softball. Foul ball, rolls foul, and Leshin will go over in foul territory and grab it. That'll move the count to 0-2 here. As Riley German, the catcher, stands in. Two away here. Bottom of the fifth. Ground ball again to third. Picked up by Leshin. Long throw to first. Schroeder has to come off the bag. Can't make the play. Throw it home. And the Rockets will score. Heads up base running here by the Rockets. As German put the ball in play to third base, Leshin had to make the play. As I said earlier, putting the ball in play is so big because there's so much pressure on the defense. There is no time for any hesitation, any bobble, or any mistake. And Leshin did a good job of coming up with the play. Went to throw it to first, a long throw to first. Didn't get it in time, but then heads up running leads to a run by the Rockets. And that'll bring up Emily Davis. Swing and a miss, strike one. 1-1 the count. Two away here. The Rockets get another run here in this bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 count to Emily Davis. Here's a ground ball that gets through to the left side of the field and goes out for a single, and that will advance German down to second. Runners at first and second, two away, and the Rockets aren't done here in this bottom half of the fifth inning. 6-4 ball game here. That'll bring up Madison Wade. Left fielder has reached both times, scored in the third inning, the first run of the ball game. Left-handed batter looks out at Lawrence. Lawrence brings a pitch right over the heart of the plate, strike one. Fastball with little zip on it. Again, the Rockets just piecing together runs. That's what good teams do. They piece together runs, and they do that by putting pressure on the defense. And when you put the ball in play and take advantage of walks and errors, it gives your team a real chance. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. When I say errors, folks, what I'm not referring to blatant errors by the defense. I'm talking about you have got no time to make quick plays, and that will lead to opportunities for an offense. Here's a pitch in the dirt, and that one's going to get to the backstop, and that will advance to runners now to second and third. 2-2 count here, two away. Bottom of the fifth, two-run here lead here for the Rockets. Here's a fastball, dribbled foul. Baird gives chase. That'll keep the count at 2-2. 6-4 your score here. Madison Wade, lefty, stands back in, facing Lawrence. 2-2 pitch on its way. Lawrence trying to get out of this bottom of the fifth. This one in the dirt, ball three, full count here. Full count, the runners will be going. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Here comes the offering to Wade. Fastball, dribbled down the third base line. Riley Leshen goes over and gets it in foul territory, and we'll redo things here. Lights taking full effect. The sun is set in that western sky on this beautiful Wednesday night. Here's a fastball dribbled out in front of the mound, or the base, and it is in foul territory that Baird picks it up. Boy, there's no time here. Wade already starts with an advantage of being in that left-handed batter's box. Got great wheels. So anything that's put in play is real pressure for the defense. Here's a fastball down low, ball four. And that'll bring up Lily Hynek with bases loaded. Two away here in this bottom half of the fifth inning. Jenna Lawrence gathers herself on the mound, looks it in. Going to get the sign, bring it in home. Fastball in the dirt. Good job by Baird coming up with that. Lawrence put that one down in the dirt on the right-handed batter box. Hynek, 0 for 3 tonight. Or check that out, 1 for 3. There's a shot in the center field. That's going to score one run. The second runner's on his way to the plate, and that will be a two-run RBI single for Lily Hynek. And the Rockets keep this fifth inning alive and keep their party going on here in this fifth inning. 8-4 lead now for the Rockets. And all these runs coming after two outs. And that'll bring up Rain Taylor, center fielder. Taylor, 0 for 3. Runners at first and second. Here comes the first offering. Ground ball hit to short. Picked up and thrown to second. Oh, it's going to get out into. That's going to be a missed throw, and another run is going to score. Again, the Rockets doing what good teams do. You put the ball in play, and you put the pressure on the defense. Now runners at first and third. And another run scores. Four more runs across. Back-to-back four-run innings here for the Rockets. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Diving attempt by the shortstop. And this is going to be another RBI single. And here throw out at second. But Richmond with the RBI single. That's her third hit of the night. And another run for the Rockets. Brooke Schaefer going to come in and run. Another big inning here.
Number 21, Lexi Taylor.
Long night of softball, folks. This game is far from over. But a 10-run lead here, the biggest lead of the night by the Rockets as they've put together another big inning. Here's a foul ball back to the backstop, and that'll put the count at 0-1. Lexi Taylor stands in. Taylor, the right fielder. She's 0 for 4 here in the contest. 0 for 3. Fastball. This one stays upstairs. Ball 1. 1-1 count here. Runners at first and second. 5 runs across here in this 5th inning. Fastball hit shortstop, picked up, long throw to first, and in time, the 6-3 put out there on Taylor. And this inning will come to a conclusion. Taylor led off this inning. She'll end this inning. As we move to the 6th inning, Albia, though, gives up 5 runs here to the Rockets in the bottom half of this 5th inning, and they'll find themselves trailing by 6 when we come back to the top of the 6th. We'll go. You're listening to Lady Softball.
Yes, but as a known scientist,
Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia, is looking for smart, dependable, hardworking healthcare professionals to provide high-quality care to our residents. We are currently hiring RNs and LPNs for evening and overnights. We are also hiring certified aides for evenings and overnights. We offer full benefit package, including anniversary bonuses and tuition assistance. Oakwood Specialty Care is an equal opportunity employer. Go to careinitiatives.org and click on the employment page to apply.
The Sheraton Hy-Vee Distribution Center will have open interviews held at the Hy-Vee Distribution Center at 1801 Osceola Avenue in Sheraton this Friday, May 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Full-time jobs at $12 an hour and part-time jobs at $16 an hour. Day and night shifts are available. Successful candidates must pass a post-offer drug screen and criminal background check. Please apply online at www.hyvee.com and come to open interviews this Friday, May 25th. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Top of the 6th, Albia trailing by 6. Now to bring up the 6th spot. That is Kennedy Schroeder. Shortstop at the plate here. First pitch, ball 1. This one hangs outside as well. 2-1 the count. Again, Albia finding itself trailing. 6-run lead here for the Rockets. Again, this is a cake. You just got to eat one bite at a time. You put runners on, and that's the recipe for the Rockets. 10 runs in this ball game. 1-2 pitch. Here's a high pop fly on the infield. Richmond gives a call and gathers it up for the first out of the inning. I'll bring up McKenna Ross. Ross 0-2 tonight. She's grounded out to the shortstop and the second baseman. Richmond on the mound here for the Rockets. Spins it around, sends it home. This one hangs outside. Ball 1. Give a kudos to the home plate umpire. His consistent calling tonight hadn't had me second guessing. Here's a swing and a miss. A changeup, really a tough one to lay off of. Oh my. 1-1 count here. 1 away. Top of the 6th. Albia down by 6. Fastball lined up the middle. Picked up by the shortstop and over to first. 6-3 put out. Boy, a sharp line drive, one hopped to the shortstop, falling into the gap behind second base, made a great stab at it, came up with it, no hesitation, made the throw to first for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Riley Leshin. Leshin got that big inning started for the Lady D's the last inning with a single. Here's a pitch that's up and away. Ball 1. Riley Leshin, Jr. Again, lots of underclassmen on this ball club. Outstanding seniors and underclassmen. Great combination, really, of leadership and youth. Of course, that youth with lots of experience. There's another ball that this one hovers down low, but does catch the knees for call strike 1. 2-1 the count. 2 away. Top of the 6th. Leshen at the plate. Here's a shot into shallow left field, giving chase as the left fielder over off her glove. This one's going to roll towards the fence, and Leshen's going to head to second base. And again, putting runners on. Now the error on the left fielder got over there. And as the center fielder and the left fielder met each other, that's a tough place to be. Couldn't bring it in. Danica Workman's going to come in and run for Riley Leshen. So be a new designated player that's going to run here for Albia. Danica Workman, very fast athlete out there at second base, and also lots of softball experience. So a headsy softball player at second base. Albia trying to cut into this lead. Here comes a pitch outside. Martin at the plate here. Ball one. Abby Martin, sophomore. All-out effort kid, no doubt about it. And she gets a big cut there to a fastball that stays upstairs. Couldn't come up with it. Gave it a cut. And that moves the count to 1-1. Two away, runner at second base. Albia trailing by six here in the top of the sixth. Ball down low, 2-1. Again, finding any way possible to just keep advancing through your lineup. That's the recipe. And the Rockets have used that recipe to their advantage and have this six-run lead. Here's a high pop fly again into shallow left field. Center fielder over as well as the left fielder, and the center fielder is going to call it off and make the out. And that will be the final out of the inning. Lady D's leave a runner stranded, and they'll find themselves trailing by six when we come back to the bottom half of the sixth. 10-4 Rockets. You're listening to Lady D Softball.
Computer services companies come and go, but Southern Iowa Technologies has been in business since 1998, serving customers in Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri, from individuals all the way up to large businesses. If you have computer issues, they have you covered. Computer repair, data recovery, network setup, virus removal, security cameras, and alarms are just a few of the services that Southern Iowa Technologies can help you with. Give them a call, 641-777-2824. 777-2824.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder.
Darian Johnson to lead things off here for the Rockets. Bottom of the sixth. Here's a changeup that floats right over that outside corner. Call strike one. Boy, Johnson has been solid tonight for the Rockets. She's perfect at the plate and been perfect out of second base on the defensive side. Here's a pitch that stays upstairs. Ball one. 1-1 count here. Six-run lead here. The bottom of the sixth inning for the Rockets. 10-4 lead. Lawrence on the mound gives fastball. That paints the outside corner, too. 1-2 count. Lady D's are going to have to find a way, as Coach Dayton always say. There's a ground ball down the first baseline. That goes to the fence, and that will keep the count at 1-2. Right now, they got to work on getting outs. Get themselves back up to the plate. Bottom of the sixth, nobody out. 1-2 pitch here, and this one strays outside. Ball two. Darian Johnson, second baseman. Gets back in the box, right-handed batter. Looks back out at Lawrence. Lawrence spins it around, sends it home. Fastball that hangs upstairs, and that's a ball three. Full count here. Boy, a good job here. The batters here for the Rockets have done a good job putting the ball in play, battling in their counts. And here is a fastball, call strike three. Johnson has just put the curse of death on her there. Good job of battling back in that count. It was found herself down 0-2 and then battled back to full count. And then a beautiful pitch by Lawrence freezes Johnson, and that is the first out of the sixth inning. One away. Faith Roberts at the plate here. Here's a changeup, a little slow floater to Isley. Isley over the first. That is the second out of the inning. 4-3 put off. Put out. It'll take me a while to get my rhythm. Or, like I normally do, create my own words. I guess that is my rhythm. 10-4 ball game. Rockets with the lead here in the bottom of the sixth, two away. Here's a sharp hit ball deep left field. This thing is gone. There's only a few parks that that ball might not have been gone on. Yosemite and Yellowstone. That thing, when your left fielder just looks, doesn't move, just turns and looks and watches the thing over your head, you know it's gone. A fastball that met the sweet spot of the bat of German. And a two-run home run, or a two-out shot there by German. Another run here for the Rockets in the bottom of the sixth. Seven-run lead here. That'll bring up Emily Davis. Davis, 2-for-3 tonight, scored twice. Here's a fastball. This one hangs upstairs and outside. Ball one. Boy, the Rockets have just, they've done it all tonight. Taking advantage of getting runners on. Then he showing a little bit of pop to their bats as well. A solo shot there by Riley German. Seven-run lead, 1-1 count here, two away. Bottom of the sixth inning here for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, the Rockets. Here's a ground ball, slow roller to short. Long throw and not in time. And then the throw gets by the first baseman, and on the way to second base goes Davis. Davis will advance to second on the throw, and Madison Wade will come up. Maddie's reached base all three previous times, scoring twice. Runner at second, two away. Rockets with a run across on a solo shot home run by Riley German. And they don't want to be done yet. But a fastball on that outside corner as Wade, the left-handed batter, stands in. Call strike one. 0-1 count here. Lawrence brings a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Strike two, 0-2. Two away. 0-2 count here. Madison Wade reached all three times. Foul ball. Keeps herself alive. Back in that third inning where the Rockets scored their first run, Wade led off that inning and worked the count after getting down 0-2. Worked it to get a base on balls. And eventually scored in that inning. Very good batter here. Looks at a ball down the dirt. Ball one. 1-2 count here to Madison Wade. Left fielder. Left-handed. Looks back out at Lawrence. Steps in the box. Lawrence drives the ball off, drives her hands off. Looks it in, wheels it in, and sends it home. Fastball stays upstairs. 2-2 the count here. Two away. Emily Davis down at second base. She reaches on the air, and then the throw advances to second. Again, German with a solo shot home run. Now is stretched out the lead 11-4 here for the Rockets. Ball down the dirt. The ball in the dirt thrown by Baird to third. And Davis gets underneath the throw. Now a runner at third base. Full count. So Madison Wade battling back down back in this after trailing 0-2 on this count. Gets a fastball that she fouls off out of play over the Albia dugout. Kudos here to the Rockets. Beautiful setting here in Eddieville. absolutely gorgeous night for softball. And gorgeous night for about anything. 7-run lead here for the Rockets. Got a runner at third base. Stolen base by Davis. And Madison Wade here with the full count. Fastball line towards their coach, standing in the third base coach's box. That thing went by before he knew it was there. Count will stay at full. Here comes Lawrence, next offering. Fastball is upstairs and inside, and that will be a base on balls for the second time tonight. Madison Wade has worked back and earns a base on balls after falling down the count 0-2, and that's just really good hitting right there out of Madison Wade. That'll put runners at first and third, and another called timeout there by Coach Achenbach. Talk the situation over. So glad to have you along on this opening night of South Central Conference softball. Appreciate Dan Stocker traveling up to Waynesburg, watching his son Carson play, and kudos to the soccer team on an outstanding season. They played earlier tonight up in Waynesburg. Season comes to an end, but...